breathing and allowing yourself to relax, to become comfortable. We will ask you to have a paper and a pen for this one. You will be working through the resistances that you may have, you may not even know that you have. It would be important to write them down. Allow yourself a process to work through them. Breathing, relaxing. Breathing. Falling deeper inside oneself. Seven. Six. Five. Four. Three. Two. And one. Two. finding yourself inside of a locked container. It may be a room, a house, or even just a door, but it is locked. You try to open it and it simply will not budge. You know that on the other side is your partner waiting for you. This partner that you have so wanted to create in divine love. In order to open up that locked door, you must work through the resistances to receiving your mirror image partner in divine love. First, what does your room look like? Is it comfortable? Or is it sterile? Loveless? Is it made of concrete? Or is it soft? Comfortable? Writing down what the inside of this container looks like, what it feels like. If you have found yourself in a place of comfort, the walls are squishy or carpeted, soft. So comfortable you have forgotten the door is locked. You have been allowing yourself to stay comfortable. So comfortable that you are not growing any longer, you are not venturing outside of yourself. Yes, I want this partner, but they might have to come inside of here with me. Well, it doesn't quite work that way. You must put in some effort. Your higher self will work for you. They will co-create this partner, but not if you are unwilling to step outside of your comfort. If you have found yourself inside of a sterile, concrete, uncomfortable feeling place, your fears are present. Your fear of intimacy, your fear of love. Either way, we want you to sit in your space with the feelings. in order to free yourself. You must listen to the feelings or the fear. You must listen to the resistances that you have had. Going to the far corner of the room, there is something there in the corner. It may look dirty. You may feel the fear that is involved there. Your higher self will join you at this point. They will pull this fear or this resistance out of the corner for you. Allow it to take shape in front of you. This is simply a representation of your fear. Is it a parent, a past relationship? This person represents your resistance to co-creating in divine love. Writing down the feelings that arise with this person that is present. Even if it is yourself, even better. What are the feelings that arise? Is it shame? Is it pain? Fear? Loneliness? Whatever it is, writing down all of the words. Now, what is your connection to this representation? If they represent these things for you, where are they connected in the body? Pulling them out of that part of your body. Pulling them out of your solar plexus or your second chakra, your heart. Anywhere they are connected, releasing them, pulling them out. Using your breath to help with the release. Once you have released them in this way, lighting a fire to their feet, watching it burn upward, melting them. Your higher self will gather the ashes or the goop or whatever has been left behind. But before moving forward to unlocking that door, what more does your higher self have to say to you about this? Asking them, is there anything more about my resistances that I do not understand or I do not have? And writing down their words. Thank you. Now trying the door. If it doesn't open right away, you may need to pull it harder. You may need to unlock it with a key that your higher self has. Whatever the means, open up that door. Feeling the relief, the freedom in creation. Stepping out into the sun and the light breeze, the scent so sweet on your face. Breathing in divine love. Your higher self will join you outside. You will stand in front of them, receiving from their chakras into your chakras, allowing them to fill you with more of their love, more of their ability to create. Looking into the eyes of your higher self, looking into your eyes, feeling the intimacy of your heart, allowing your higher self, no matter their image, to change into your image, creating self-love. Looking into your eyes, your face, holding your hands, being able to receive love from yourself, breathing and allowing. using your breath. Using your breath. Pulling your chakras back inside of yourself. Thanking your higher self for their wisdom. Thanking them for their energy and their willingness to co-create with you. Receiving from them more divine love in the form of a ball, a shiny ball of light. A rose pink color. Placing this ball inside of your heart. Feeling your heart expand with love and with life. Breathing into it, allowing your heart to expand larger and larger. Breathing yourself back up to waking consciousness. One, two, and three. Breathing yourself back, but holding more divine love within yourself. We would suggest working with this meditation several times before moving forward into creating your partner. With that, love is sent. Without constitution, dear physical angels. Good day and good night.